cold temperatures continue to dominate and wheat futures take a breather and corn followed. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. Dominating cold temperatures here in Michigan, that's according to Michigan Ag Today chief meteorologist Ryan Martin in his latest Johnny Truss planting weather forecast.
Johnny Truss has brought steel trusses to the north, built for heavy snow loads, fully engineered and ready to install. No carrier beams needed. They sit right on your post. Johnny Truss, build stronger, build smart.
Martin says the weekend looks fairly cool.
Friday, quite chilly with on-again, off-again moisture. Saturday, we see better sunshine potential with cold temperatures holding. We finally start to see temperatures moderate on Sunday in the slightly warming temperatures to finish the weekend. I won't rule out some spits and sprinkles, especially central and northern parts of Michigan.
According to Martin, a frontal boundary sweeping through the Great Lakes on Monday will give way to showers and thunderstorms.
I'm going to say anywhere from a tenth to 6/10 of an inch with coverage around 80 to 90%. Cold air comes in behind that slightly, not as cold as what we're dealing with going into this weekend, but definitely not running up those temperatures very, very quickly.
Then Martin says there'll be a strong area of low pressure coming out of the Central Plains into the Eastern Corn Belt for Wednesday night into Thursday.
By far, the biggest rains are going to set up farther to our south, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, but I do think we have to put together a nice round of moisture here, half an inch or less, coverage at around 75% of lower Michigan. This system will be bringing down some significantly colder air, though, for Thursday afternoon, for Friday, and into early Saturday.
Find Ryan Martin's full forecast at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
We know the hard work you put in every day to provide the food and crops that sustain us all. At Greenstone, we provide tailored lending solutions and financial tools to help you maintain a successful farming operation year-round, from season to season. Greenstone Farm Credit Services has been supporting farmers for over a century with the secure capital and market knowledge you can count on. With locations throughout Michigan and Northeast Wisconsin, we're here to help. Visit GreenstoneFCS.com to learn more.
Chilly air continues to park over the top of the Great Lakes. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Michigan's Farm Forecast. As we look at the setup here, plenty of clouds around over the state today. I think we see some breaks of sunshine. Moisture is going to be mostly limited to areas to our south, and especially that moves out this morning into midday. But the cold air is not moving out for a while yet. We see this cold air really reaching its peak overnight tonight into tomorrow morning. Frost and freeze conditions over the entirety of the state. We do not see any warming happening until we get into Sunday, midday, and afternoon. In the warmer push, we are going to be seeing some scattered showers start to emerge. Central and northern Michigan mostly for Sunday, midday, and afternoon. A few hundreds to a few tenths, that is all, but they will be there. Then we get into Monday. Warm air continues to move through, and we see a little bit of an increase in instability. That instability gives us some scattered showers overnight Monday night into early Tuesday. We may see that action linger into late Tuesday afternoon down in southeastern parts of the state. Then we see cooler air come in behind that for Wednesday, Thursday. In the cool air, more moisture for Thursday and probably early Friday. So overall, I'm going to call this week damp. The biggest rains coming Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening, and then we see your secondary rains for late week. All in, all done for the week. I'm going to say half to 1 inch over a large part of Michigan, 90% coverage. The cold air that stays behind this goes all the way through the weekend, Mother's Day weekend, 9th and 10th. Temperatures moderate next week, the 11th and 12th. But as we see that, we also see moisture come back with that warmer air. And we have moisture off and on through most of the rest of that week. It's going to be hard pressed to get anything more than 2 or 3 days of dryness uninterrupted across the state. I'm Ryan Martin.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Final numbers are coming your way, but here's how it shook down yesterday. Bean futures were back and forth right around steady, and money flow mostly favored the stock market instead of commodities as crude went $3 lower. Export sales for corn, beans, and wheat were all in the range of estimates. Here's Andy Eubank along with Angie Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting for a closer look.
The soybean market was solid on Wednesday, struggling a bit on Thursday. Overall, we do have mixed markets as we wrap up the month of April. Is it somewhat month-end consolidation going on?
There's a chunk of that. Like, we have had a pretty spicy last couple of weeks, and so folks are going to really kind of straighten up their position, get themselves feeling a little comfortable before they have to, look at a mark-to-market of month-end and see what is going to happen in May. So I think there is a portion of that. We saw it in crude. You know, we started smartly higher in crude. I think someone had read that. That's not smartly higher. It doesn't really sound like something I would say, but I liked it. And then we turned lower. And so that's kind of what we're looking at here. With commodities, grains, things like that, like anything that's been heavily bought as of late has kind of fallen off a little bit. Soybean oil is in a class of its own. Soybean crush is also a bit in a class of its own right now. And so that's a part of this, why you're seeing some additional strength. Soybean oil is kind of holding on to strength while nothing else is. And that's giving soybeans something to kind of hold on to as well. And that's simply because we're starting to take a closer look at some of this RFS adjustments and some of these new rules that have been made. And folks are starting to scratch their head wondering where we're going to get the soybean oil that we need. And so that's part of why you're seeing soybeans stay supported in the face of everyone else selling off. But month end really has a big role in it. Also the turn in crude, you know, after starting higher and falling off there a bit, that hasn't helped too awful much today either.
And that was Angie Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. May corn finished below steady, down 1 3/4 to 464 3/4. July corn ended down 3 even at 474 3/4. May soybeans dipped a little to 1182, down 1/4. July beans also slipped to 1195.5, down 1.5. May wheat with a significant decline, down 18.5 to 623 3/4. June live cattle finished lower to 254, down 1.25. And June lean hogs down $1.47 to $102.27. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.